Ladies and gentlemen, Wanderlust enthusiasts and fellow Globetrotters, welcome aboard the thrilling journey of the Bubblehead Talks Vacations Podcast. Get ready to fasten your seatbelts as we embark on a virtual adventure filled with travel tips, upcoming vacation events and deals, and riveting travel reports. Hosted by the one and only travel guru, Dave Bryan, the Bubblehead. This podcast promises to be your ultimate guide to exploring the world and making the most of your wanderlust. So, let's see where the bubbles take us.
Hey there, Bubblehead listeners. Welcome to this week's episode of Bubblehead Talks Vacations. I'm your host, Dave Bryant, the Bubblehead, and today we're diving into my recent adventures in Boston and upstate New York. From professional development at Boston Regional Training, connecting with friends and family in an 8th grade graduation party, this trip was packed with memorable moments and valuable insights. Stick around for travel tips, exciting announcements, and all the details you need to make your next trip unforgettable. Remember to take a deep breath, and let's see where those bubbles take us. Hey, travel enthusiasts. Do you feel lucky? Because we have an incredible opportunity just for you. Are you dreaming of the Emerald Isle? Well, dream no more. Enter for your chance to win a fabulous 5-day Ireland vacation with CIE Tours. And let us help your experience the stunning beauty of Ireland. Imagine yourself exploring lush landscapes, ancient castles, and charming villages with your favorite travel partner. From the majestic cliffs of Moher to vibrant streets of Dublin, every corner of this enchanted country holds a new discovery waiting for you. This is your chance to immerse yourself in the rich history, culture, and breathtaking scenery of Ireland. Whether you're walking through the picturesque countryside or enjoying the lively atmosphere of Irish pubs, this trip promises unforgettable memories. Don't miss out on this amazing opportunity. Enter or win a 5-day Ireland vacation for two by July 14th, 2024. Simply visit the link on the screen or go to bubbleheadvacations.com/contest to submit your entry. Good luck, and we can't wait to see who the lucky winner will be. May the luck of the Irish be with you. Welcome back to Bubblehead Vacations. I'm Dave Bryant, the Bubblehead, your host, and I'm excited to share some unique highlights of my recent road trip to Boston and upstate New York. This trip was a perfect blend of professional development and personal milestones, and I can't wait to delve into the details with you. When we first planned this trip, Nicole and I were looking at the calendar, realizing our 25th wedding anniversary was coinciding with an opportunity for me to go meet with some travel professionals, both agents and suppliers in Boston, and then also that there was a chance for us to do a 8th grade graduation with one of my wife's friends in Newburgh. And we said, hey, this is what we got to do. So the chance to meet face-to-face with some of the top professionals and discuss the latest trends and opportunities in travel, something I couldn't not do. And the agenda for training was packed with sessions from top industry experts, and I knew it would be an invaluable experience. The knowledge and insights gained from these sessions have not only informed me, but also inspired me to continue growing in my travel and career. On a personal note, the trip was deeply meaningful because it included a visit to my wife's childhood home, which is upstate New York in the Hudson Valley area. We were in Newburgh, which is right across the Hudson River from Cold Spring. We had the chance to reconnect with friends and family and celebrate an important milestone, the 8th grade graduation of a dear friend's youngest child. It's moments like these that remind us why travel is so significant. It's not just about the destination, but it's about the personal connections and memories we make along the way. The joy of seeing familiar faces and shared laughter and stories creates a warm and nostalgic atmosphere that I will always cherish. As a guy who's had to travel quite a bit for work, I miss a lot of these things. And so for us to be able to take a few minutes and go check that out in New York, that was special this weekend. Our journey began with a 4-day stay just north of Boston, where I attended the Boston Regional Training for Dream Vacations. The agenda was packed with sessions from morning to afternoon, each designed to enhance our knowledge and skills in the travel industry. Some of the notable sessions include presentations from executives from Exotica, a Norwegian Cruise Line, Royal Caribbean, Carnival, Celebrity. It was just jam-packed. I had people in there from Hyatt Inclusive Resorts. I spent a lot of time working with Sandals Beaches Resorts representatives. It was a lot of fun. I learned quite a bit. It didn't just provide insights into business, but it was also some actionable insights in the latest trends and opportunities in travel, which I will be sharing with everybody. There was a lot put out, and it was really exciting. During the day, I was all training all the time. Absorbing as much information as I could, the evenings, however, were a completely different story. Like I said, Nicole and I were there, 25th wedding anniversary. From about 16 until later in the evening, Nicole and I would go celebrate food and other things. So you see, Nicole and I took the opportunity to explore the local dining scene, and Boston did not disappoint. We went to one of our favorite restaurants that we found a long time ago in Boston, Legal Seafood. It's a true delight, known for its fresh seafood and gluten-free options. Quality of the food, ambiance, unbelievable experience for the two of us, and I'm going to talk more about that. Wrapping up the training stations in Boston, we came home for a night, and then we went up to New York to celebrate in friends and family the 8th grade graduation of our dear friend's daughter. It was a great occasion, allowed us to reconnect with loved ones and celebrate this, what's a milestone, in an important milestone in youth. Boston and Newburgh were the choices for our trip, motivated by both professional and personal reasons. Boston was a clear choice for regional training. The event promised a wealth of knowledge and networking opportunities that I knew would be invaluable for Bubblehead Vacations, now operating up here in Groton, Connecticut. It was an investment in our future, providing insights and connections to help us better serve our clients. Newburgh, on the other hand, was completely chosen because it is right there in the childhood home of my wife, where all of her friends are, or not all of her friends, but a lot of her friends are still at. So it holds a special place in our hearts. We've been looking forward to visiting there and actually spending some time. We were there about 2 months ago, and before that, it had been 4 years. So this 8th grade graduation was the perfect occasion to make this trip happen, allowing us to blend professional and personal growth. That was a good time. No trip is without its challenges, though. Ours was no exception. The weather, for one, was a bit of a surprise. The Northeast, we got up here in April, and it was rather chilly. I will tell you that it has been downright hot the last week. We were reaching temperatures in the upper 90s, which for here is a surprise, but it was not that big of a deal for us coming from Charleston, South Carolina. We're used to that kind of warmth, but based on us being so cool the 2 months in April and May, it was a real shock to our systems. But despite the heat, we made the best of our time, ensuring it didn't hamper our enjoyment. Another challenge was traffic. Navigating the roads, especially in and out of major cities like Boston, can be tricky. We did face some delays, but nothing that dampened our spirit. It was all part of the adventure. We took it quite a bit in stride. The drive to Newburgh is always scenic, though we didn't do much exploring due to the short duration of our stay. We stayed at a Homewood Suites, which offers unbelievable accommodations. I always like those resort suites if we can get one. And noticeably, the Newburgh area has significantly improved since our last visit. The last time we spent any significant time in Newburgh, the roads were under a lot of construction, which are amazingly all done. And I'll be honest with you, getting around wasn't that bad, even though the number of people on the road. But before we dive into specifics of the trip, I do remind you guys about our ongoing hashtag Bubblehead Tags contest for June. Contest is a fantastic opportunity for you to share your travel photos and memories or using the hashtag Bubblehead Tags on social media. We're going to give away a set of Bubblehead Vacations luggage tags each month to one lucky winner. It's fun to engage with the community and showcase our travel adventures. Stay tuned as we delve into the details of our Boston regional training, our dining experiences, and the joyful celebration in upstate New York. There's a lot to cover, so I want you to buckle in, take a deep breath, and let's see where the bubbles take us, and I'm sure you're going to enjoy every minute of it. Hey, travel enthusiasts. We have a fun and easy way for you to win a set of two exclusive Bubblehead Vacations luggage tags. All you have to do is share your favorite travel photos or memories on social media using the hashtag BubbleheadTags. Show us where you've been, your dream destinations, or even your best travel tips. By using this hashtag, you'll be entered for a chance to win a stylish set of Bubblehead Vacations luggage tags, perfect for your next adventure. It couldn't be easier. This is an ongoing giveaway, and we'll be drawing a winner each month. For example, we'll draw the winner of May on June 1st. So keep sharing and tagging your travels. Thanks for participating, and don't forget to follow us for more exciting travel opportunities and giveaways. Happy travels. All right, hey, welcome back, everybody. If you're just joining us, don't forget to participate in our ongoing hashtag Bubblehead Tags contest. Share your travel photos and memories on social media with the hashtag Bubblehead Tags to win a set of exclusive Bubblehead Vacation luggage tags. It's a great way to engage with our travel community and show off your own adventures. Plus, you get some swag to boot. What's there to lose? Hey, this week we're going to get into the content of the episode, which is our trip that Nicole and I took to Boston and then the highlights of the Boston Regional Training. Before I get into that, if this podcast seems really rushed tonight, super busy, appreciate all the people reaching out, quite a bit of response to the sale that we got going on that I'll talk about later in the podcast. Also, I've got Stanley Cup Finals, Game 7 tonight. I really think the way Edmonton's been playing, they might actually pull the comeback from being 3-0 down. Anyways, I had to throw that in there, so I'm going to get into this. But anyways, although back to the podcast, our primary focus in Boston was regional training. The city offered a vibrant backdrop for learning and networking. Boston, with its rich history and bustling urban life, provided an excellent setting for our professional development. The training was a fantastic opportunity to meet new people and reconnect with old friends in the industry. One notable interaction was with my friend Steve. Steve and I met about the same time he was opening a franchise of Dream Vacations, the same time I had the opportunity, and the two of us got to spend a week together in training. There was a class of us, all of us in the December class. We still, for the most part, stay in touch, but Steve and I were at Boston Regionals together. We've been talking about it for months, so it was really cool to sit down with him. It was great catching up with Steve. It was one of the, honestly, highlights of the trip. As we shared our experiences and insights from this past year, his perspective on current travel trends and customer preferences is unique and it's invaluable to me. We always seem to be able to learn from each other. I'm going to have him on the podcast at some point. We just got to figure out how to do that and make it work and have a topic that's worth the two of us talking, because we do approach this in, I don't want to say different ways, but we do come at it at different ways. The training sessions we attend were packed with valuable information, helping us stay ahead in the ever-evolving travel industry. Each session was a treasure trove of information, from learning about the latest offerings for major cruise lines to understanding new marketing strategies. Not to mention, I got a lot of information from small inclusive resorts, Sandals, Hyatt Inclusive. I've struck up a great partnership with them, plus some other the supplier names you're not going to know, but the areas, African safaris, European trips catered to the individual. Got to really work through some stuff with some people. So the energy in the room was just unbelievable, and everyone was eager to absorb as much knowledge as possible. Boston itself added to this experience with this dynamic atmosphere, seamlessly blending the old with the new, not to mention the Celtics just won the NBA playoff finals, and they're going to get their 18th banner, and the city was just a buzz last week with that. So let's not talk about, you can't really talk about Boston, or at least I can't talk about Boston without talking about food. It's got an unbelievable food scene. One of the culinary highlights of our trip was dining at Legal Seafoods. The hotel for the summit was a little bit north of Boston in an area called Wakefield that I wasn't that familiar with, but there's Linfield and it was Market Street area. I had unbelievable amount of stores, shops, cool stuff. And then there was a bit of a foodie scene where there was some unbelievable places to eat. Most memorable from Nicole and I is Legal Seafood. It's one of the places we really enjoy. It's known for its fresh seafood and gluten-free options. And my wife has celiac, and we go to a lot of restaurants that cater to gluten-free because she needs to be gluten-free. Legal Seafood, all their fryers are dedicated fryers. Everything they fry is able to be gluten-free and prepared. I love fresh seafood, so we went about 10 years ago. It was still amazing. Got all kinds of various food, from clams to scallops to perfectly fried calamari. Restaurant's commitment to quality and freshness was evident in every bite. For those planning a trip to Boston, especially if you've got any kind of food allergies, I recommend looking up Legal Seafood online for more details on their menu and locations. There's more than one, and it's a can't-miss place. And I will tell you, they don't pay or sponsor us at all. That's a free plug for Legal Seafood, but we just love going there. And it's a must visit for any seafood lover. The restaurant's ambiance, combined with exceptional service, made for an unbelievable great dining experience for us. Legal Seafood offers something for everyone, whether you're a seafood aficionado or someone looking to enjoy a high-quality meal. The fresh, flavorful dishes and the warm, inviting atmosphere made it a great dining experience, especially for Nicole and I to celebrate 25 years. As a lot of you guys know, in a couple weeks, me, Nicole, all three of our adult children, my dad, brother, sister, we're going to go out on the Carnival Mardi Gras to really celebrate our 25th wedding anniversary and my 50th birthday. So we're pretty excited about that. So it wasn't just a 25th anniversary work trip to celebrate. We're doing more than that. But anyways, we move on. Networking is a key aspect of any industry event, and the Boston training that I went to last week was no exception. We had chances to connect with representatives from some of the top names in travel, including Carnival, Royal Caribbean, Amma Waterways, Sandals Resorts, Hyatt Inclusive, Celebrity, Azamara, a lot of cool travel places and personnel. Each conversation provided new insights and opportunities for collaboration. Reconnecting with Steve, like I already talked about, unbelievable time there. We spent considerable time discussing challenges and triumphs we faced along the way. Our conversations were refreshing and encouraging, reminding me of the camaraderie within our industry. It's always enlightening to hear from peers navigating the same waters. Steve knew some people in the room that I didn't, so it was awesome for Steve to make some introductions for me, and then vice versa. I knew some people in the room he didn't, so we were able to share some of our network and allow us to get the most out of this. It was unbelievable, and like I said, we come at travel from different ways, so having him there and us be able to bounce out easy each other, I feel like iron sharpens iron, and we definitely got sharper last week. Another memorable interaction was with the team from Celebrity Cruises. We had an insightful discussion about their upcoming sales and promotions. I don't want to say they're in the middle of rebranding. They've just really taken some time to figure out who they are and what they want to be. They're in that upper end contemporary, I don't want to say lower end luxury, because I haven't been on a Celebrity Cruise yet. My goal is to get on one in the next year. Based on my conversations with them, I'm hoping to get a lot more familiar with that product. That way I can help people choose Celebrity when they come and talk to me about it. I am looking to incorporate new offerings into our travel packages. Their focus on customer experience and luxury travel options is something that aligns perfectly with what we aim to offer at Bubblehead Vacations. While the training sessions kept us busy, we also know about local events. Like I said, Boston was unbelievably energetic. It was almost on fire with excitement over the Boston Celtics' recent victory in the finals. Although we left the city just before the parade on Friday morning, the celebration atmosphere was palpable. It added a layer of excitement to our visit. Even though we were focused on our training, the city was alive with energy, and it was a thrilling experience just to be in the area of Boston during this historic moment, especially 18 championships. Vibrant energy of Boston during the training week made the professional sessions even more engaging. The combination of professional development, the city's dynamic environment provided a well-rounded experience. It's always invigorating to be a place where there's so much happening, both professionally and culturally. The atmosphere in Boston was electric, and it served as a reminder of why the city is such a popular destination for business and leisure travel. Speaking of exciting events, I want to take a moment to talk about something special we have coming up for you. It's our kickoff 2025 Bubblehead Cruise. This will be an incredible way to start the new year, plus it'll be a great way to take a break after the new year starts from that holiday rush. Plus, if you've thought about cruising, this is a must-do as far as having the opportunity to go do a three-night cruise, unbelievable price, and you're going to have a travel expert, me, the Bubblehead, on board to help you. So if you're considering booking a cruise, this is a perfect opportunity. We've negotiated some unbelievable deals to make your experience even more enjoyable. Stay tuned for upcoming segment and visit our website for more details. So stay with us as we continue to explore the highlights of our trip to Boston and upstate New York. There's so much more to share, and I'm sure you're going to enjoy every minute of it. Hey, hang in there. Kick off 2025 with an unforgettable Bahamas escape with me, the Bubblehead. Join us on a three-night group cruise with special rates, seamless planning, and amazing activities. Sign up for more information at tinyurl.com/Jan25Crew. Book now, and let's start that adventure in 2025 in paradise. Welcome back, everybody. As we mentioned, the kickoff 2025 Bubblehead Cruise is an incredible way to start the new year, and I hope you'll join us for this unforgettable journey. Not to mention, what do you have to lose? I'll be on board to help you out. Let's shift gears for a bit and dive into the second part of our trip report, focusing on our visit to upstate New York. This segment will cover the highlights of our time there, the scenic route we explored, and the fantastic food we enjoyed. So let's get that thing started. After an enriching and busy few days in Boston, we returned home to Groton, Connecticut for a brief stop before we headed off again the next day. This short break allowed us to recharge and prepare for the next leg of our journey, a visit to Newburgh, New York. The primary reason for this trip was to reconnect with friends and family and celebrate the 8th grade graduation of a dear friend's daughter. Although we didn't attend the actual graduation ceremony, we were there for the celebratory party the following day. The visit was filled with warmth, joy, and a lot of catching up. It's always wonderful to return to the places that hold sentimental value and see how things have changed or stayed the same over the years. The graduation party was a beautiful event, and watching our friend's daughter celebrate her achievement with family and friends was a proud moment for everyone involved. The sense of accomplishment and excitement for the future was unbelievable. These personal milestones remind us of the importance of family and community. The celebration was a joyous gathering where we reminisced about old times and made new memories. During our stay in Newburgh, we were based at Homewood Suites. This hotel is noted for its unbelievably comfortable accommodations and excellent service. It provided a perfect base for our short stay. One of the first things we noticed was how much area had improved since our last visit. The roads were in a lot better condition, and there were fewer construction sites, making travel around the area much smoother and more pleasant. While we didn't have much time to explore the natural attractions extensively, we did appreciate the scenic routes we took to get there. Upstate New York is known for its beautiful landscapes, and even the short drives between destinations were filled with views of rolling hills and lush greens. The tranquility of the area provided a nice contrast to the hustle and bustle of Boston, allowing us to relax and enjoy the natural beauty. The shift from the professional environment in Boston to one of personal, relaxed atmosphere in Newburgh was quite stark. In Boston, my days were structured around training sessions, networking events, and professional development. It was an exciting and enriching experience, but also quite intense and demanding, and to be honest, I was quite tired. In contrast, our time in Newburgh was about relaxation and enjoyment with friends and family. It was a welcome change of pace, allowing us to unwind and focus on personal connections. The informal setting of a graduation party provided the perfect opportunity to catch up with old friends and make new memories without the pressures of a tight schedule. This balance between professional development and personal relaxation is one of the great benefits of combining work trips with personal trips. One of the highlights of our visit to Newburgh was the food. Our friend, whose daughter was celebrating her graduation, is married to an award-winning chef who has founded 2 restaurants. He prepared the entire spread for the graduation party. It was nothing short of spectacular. The menu featured an array of Italian dishes, including mini pastas, of course meatballs, steak. There was some chicken parmesan, and then there was also some Italian sausage with peppers, and a lot of other delightful creations. Each dish was expertly crafted, showcasing his unbelievable culinary skills and passion for food. The food was delicious and added a special touch to the celebration. Sharing a meal prepared with such care and expertise made the event even more memorable. It was an authentic culinary experience, and we felt incredibly fortunate to be a part of it. We're always happy to go celebrate with them, especially when he's cooking. And speaking of great experiences, I want to take a moment to talk about another exciting opportunity, the Great American Cruise Sale, or the largest American cruise sale that's ongoing right now. This sale offers fantastic deals on various cruises, making it the perfect time to book your next adventure. Whether you're looking to explore new destinations or enjoy luxurious amenities on a cruise ship, this sale has something for everyone. Be sure to visit our website for all the details and take advantage of these fantastic offers. Stay with us as we continue to explore the highlights of our trip to Boston and upstate New York. There's so much more to share. I'm sure you're going to enjoy every minute of it. Hey there, Bubblehead listeners. I've got some exciting news that you won't want to miss. America's largest cruise sale is here, and it's packed with exclusive savings on your next exciting journey. Head over to bubbleheadvacations.com/promo to check out all the fantastic deals we've lined up for you. Whether you're dreaming of a sun-soaked beaches in the Caribbean, the breathtaking glaciers of Alaska, or the historic marvels of Europe, this sale has something for everyone. Choose your vacation destination and experience an unforgettable cruise at an unbeatable value. And guess what? These fantastic deals are also applicable to our kickoff 2025 cruise on Carnival Cruise Lines. This is the perfect chance to secure your spot on this incredible journey. And that's not all. We've negotiated some fantastic perks, including prepaid gratuities and onboard credit, so that your cruise experience can be more enjoyable. Imagine not worrying about those extra costs and enjoying your vacation to the fullest. So don't wait. Visit bubbleheadvacations.com/promo now for all the details and book your next unforgettable cruise. Remember, these deals won't last forever, so act fast and anchor your savings before the sale ends on June 30th. Again, that's bubbleheadvacations.com/promo. Happy cruising, everybody. All right, Bubblehead listeners, remember to take advantage of those incredible deals in that Great American Cruise Sale. Head over to bubbleheadvacations.com/promo to secure your spot and ensure the amazing savings that are available. All right, so let's wrap up this episode with key takeaways and some travel tips from our recent adventures. First, reflecting on that trip to Boston, the importance of professional development and networking in the travel industry cannot be overstated. Boston Regional Training was a prime opportunity to gain new insights, reconnect with industry colleagues, and enhance our service at Bubblehead Vacations. Meeting new people and strengthening relationships with suppliers like Carnival, Royal Caribbean, and Celebrity Cruises was invaluable. It's a reminder that continuous learning and building strong networks are essential to providing top-notch travel experiences for our clients, which is exactly what they expect from me here at Bubblehead Vacations. Second, our visit to upstate New York highlighted the joy of personal connections and the value of relaxing and celebrating milestones with loved ones. The 8th grade graduation party in Newburgh was a heartwarming reminder of how travel brings people together and creates lasting memories. It reinforced the idea that while professional growth is essential, so is taking time to cherish the personal moments. I encourage all of you to engage with Bubblehead Vacations community. Share your travel stories, tips, and photos with us. Please participate in our ongoing contest, like the hashtag Bubblehead Tags Contest. It's a fun way to connect with fellow travelers and inspire each other with our adventures. Don't forget, sharing your travel photos with the hashtag Bubblehead Tags on social media could win you a set of exclusive luggage tags. Looking ahead, we've got some exciting contests and topics lined up. Stay tuned for more details on our 5-day Ireland trip giveaway, courtesy of CIE Tours. The entry deadline for that is coming up July 14th, so don't miss this fantastic opportunity. Also, watching our upcoming Facebook Live sessions, where we'll discuss the best travel deals, tips, and more. Next week, we'll dive into some fantastic 4th of July travel tips as we head into the holiday week. Whether you're planning a family barbecue, a beach vacation, or a city getaway, we've got you covered with expert advice to make your 4th of July celebration unforgettable. Not to mention, we're also going to be prepping for our Mardi Gras cruise celebrating my 50th birthday that starts the next Saturday. So remember our most exciting offer yet. And this thing is exciting. We haven't offered cruise deals like we're offering right now in the kickoff 2025 Bubblehead Cruise. This is your chance to start the new year in style, sailing with us on the beautiful Carnival Cruise Line. We've secured some fantastic rates for this cruise, and here's the best part. You combine those gross rates with a prepaid gratuity offer from the Great American Cruise Sale, and it's a perfect way to make your cruise experience even more enjoyable and worry-free. I will tell you what, if you've never cruised before and you've thought about it, this is an opportunity. It's a 3-night cruise. So it's a weekend, Friday, Saturday, Sunday. We're getting on board Friday. We're going to be off on Monday. It's a can't miss, if you ask me. It's a can't miss. Not to mention, I'm going to be there to help you out along the way. You can visit bubbleheadvacations.com promo for all the details on the Great American Cruise Sale. This is one thing you don't want to miss. Remember, follow us on social media to stay updated on Bubblehead Vacations. You can find us on Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, TikTok, and LinkedIn. Following us, we'll get the latest travel tip, content about travel, contest announcements, and updates on new podcast episodes. Plus, it's a great way to engage with our community and share your travel experiences. Hey, I just want to thank everybody for reaching out, tuning in, keeping this thing going. This week's episode of Bubblehead Talks Vacations, although it seemed rushed, I'm just trying to get to watch some Stanley Cup playoffs. I hope you're enjoying hearing about our Boston and upstate New York trip as much as I enjoy sharing it with you. Remember, whether planning a professional trip or personal getaway, Bubblehead Vacations is here to help you make the most of your travel dreams. Remember, always to take a deep breath, and let's see where those bubbles take us. Until next time, happy travels, and we'll see you on the next episode. Goodbye, everybody. Appreciate you guys.
And that, my fellow adventurers, wraps up another exhilarating episode of Bubblehead Talks Vacations Podcast. We hope you've enjoyed the ride, but the adventure doesn't end here. Don't forget to hit that subscribe button and catch every episode from Dave the Bubblehead. Share your travel tales and experiences with us too. Connect with the Bubblehead on social media and be part of our amazing travel community. Thanks for tuning in. And remember, every journey starts with a deep breath. So let's see where the bubbles take us.